Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bobby Darin bringing us back, the late, great Bobby Darin. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Huber, Dr. John Huber, is our guest, clinical forensic psychologist, professor of psychology studies at Texas State University, chairman of the Mainstream Mental Health Organization. Mainstreammentalhealth.org is the website. You can find him there. John, you got a new book coming out soon. You going to launch it on this show?
I got to finish it first. You know how that goes.
Okay, but I'm putting my. Hey, let me ask you a question. Has any other talk show host asked you about your book when they didn't even know you were going to write one?
Oh yeah, yeah. I do get asked by a couple of shows, but usually they're people just like you who are talking about business.
Okay, but I'm telling you. All right, fine, whatever. I'm telling you, I want you to launch it on my show. That's the deal.
And I'm saying okay.
All right. Good deal.
I'll let you know.
We'll
schedule it.
Folks, you're going to like it. We'll keep you posted. So, all right, let's talk about burnout. Let's continue to talk about burnout. In the last segment, you defined burnout, and I want you to give us that clinical definition again.
All right. It is the clinical definition is the state of physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion combined with doubts about your competence and value of your work. And we went on to describe basically that one of the big reasons is we do not balance our work life with our personal life.
And we get so caught up in what's going on. And if you're having a period of time, and see, every business goes through a period of time where it seems like everything goes wrong. And if that's the only thing in your life, if you're not blending your family's successes and your community's successes and your successful relationships with other people, your faith life, if you don't have other things to live for except your business or your job, and you go through one of these periods where everything's turned to mush, that's where the burnout starts, isn't it?
Oh, totally. And you have that negative spillover into all your personal relationships, your home life, your relationship with your kids, your own parents. I mean, you know, we get wrapped up in business and that's all we do. And that is a surefire way to, you know, have the world fall apart. And when that does, you expose yourself to heart disease, to diabetes, to strokes, obesity, and then your immune system is already torn up and and then that doesn't help your business at all.
So how do we solve this? If we find ourselves burned out or we want to prevent it from happening, how do we do it?
Well, you know, we talked about one thing, managing your time more effectively, making sure you have time for yourself. And I don't necessarily mean I want you to go curl up with a book and sit on your couch all weekend. I mean, get some exercise. Do the right thing. Start eating more balanced meals. Making sure that you're not just loading up on junk food, because it's too easy to, you know, have somebody in the office go pick up a burger and sit in your desk and just keep working all day, or skipping meals altogether, which is horrid because then it really does get into things like your sleep cycle when you're not eating right.
Right.
And then with your job stress, and if you don't sleep, I mean, those are some really big red flags. You're not having time for exercise. You're not getting any sleep, and you're not having time for your family.
And I'm going to say, if you tell me somebody has burnout as a business owner, and you say, where do we start? I'm going to say, let's start with what kind of a delegator they are.
Exactly.
Because if you want to avoid it. Or stop it, become a better delegator.
That's one, but it's so hard to, and you know that, I know that, it's so hard to relinquish control. But the fact is, if you don't have people working for that you feel like you can relinquish control to in different areas of your business, Why did you hire them?
That's right. Once I learned to get comfortable with something being excellent instead of perfect, like when I do it, then my life got my life opened up, and the, you know, the angels sang and the birds twirped, and you know, everything was wonderful. once I learned that excellence was good enough, it didn't have to be perfect when I did it, because nobody else can be perfect but me.
Well, and if you reward your employees the right way for them, it's not always money, but if you reward them the right way, that excellence will become very near perfect.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. And you'll be able, and when this happens, you'll be able to stand back and observe them doing that work, which will give you a completely new perspective than if you were in the middle of it trying to do all of it.
Oh yeah, and it opens doors. It broadens your perspective of your business, and all of a sudden you start seeing your worth. You know, we talked a minute ago off the air that in my profession, a lot of us don't know how to value our worth, and you know, it's a strange thing. But if you're wrapped up in it, you don't see what you're doing for the people around you and the real worth in your work and in your business. So allowing people to take on some of your responsibility gives you that ability to stand on top of the mountain and look at the valley below and see how you are valuable to the world.
MainstreamMentalHealth.org is the website. Dr. John Huber is our guest. Hey, John, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Anytime.
Good luck with
my book.
We'll look forward to hearing about it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.